Welcome, this is a Ronnie Size Masterclass, how to layer the mix-out section in Ableton Lev 12 for sub-heavy sound system pressure, an intermediate, vocal focus tutorial. I'll walk you through building a three-part vocal stack that reads on club subs, a mono sub layer, a mid-intelligibility vocal, and a textured vocoder pad to glue it all together. We'll use Lev 12 stock devices, operator or waveable, vocoder, EQ8, saturator, utility, glue compressor, multiband dynamics, compressor, auto filter, limiter, reverb slash hybrid reverb, grain delay, and I'll give routings and parameter targets so you can reproduce the effect. Quick overview first. The goal is three layers, a main intelligible vocal for clarity and transience, a vocoded sublayer, a sine carrier that follows the vocal envelope, mono and octave down, a vocoder texture pad, harmonically rich, wide, adds weight without mud. All of this sits in a Vox mix-out group with parallel compression, low-end management and final glue so the stack translates to club PA systems. Preparation. Set your tempo around 172 BPM and use good sub monitoring or a spectrum analyzer while making low-end decisions. Create these tracks, an audio track named Vox Main for your cleaned lead vocal, a group track called Vox Mixout, an instrument track sub carrier for operator, an instrument track Vox Vox pad for a richer carrier, optional return tracks rev and delay for space. Step A. Clean and duplicate. 1. Drop your cleaned vocal into Vox Main and put that track inside Vox Mixout. Use EQ8 to roll off everything below 70 Hz with a steep slope 24 dB/oct so the main vocal doesn't fight the sub. 2. Duplicate Vox Main twice inside the group. Rename them. Vox Main. Keep this as your main, Vox Sub Mod. This will be the vocoder modulator for the sub, Vox Texture Mod. Modulator for the texture pad. Step B. Build the sub carrier. 3. On sub carrier, load operator and initialize it. Set oscillator A to a pure sine. Turn off B, C, and D. Transpose osc down 1 octave 12 semitones and fine tune by ear to the dominant pitch of the vocal phrase. Use one voice or very low polyphony to avoid pitch smearing. 4. Put Ableton's vocoder after operator on sub carrier. Open the vocoder sidechain and set audio from equals Vox submod. This makes the vocal the modulator and the sine the carrier. Start with bands around 20, use 16 for more body, 24 for clearer consonants. Dry slash wet equals 100% for a dedicated sub part. Leave formant and filter neutral at first. 5. After the vocoder, add EQ8, low pass with a steep slope, cut off roughly 90-120 Hz. Remove everything above about 150-200 Hz so this track is pure sub content. Utility, width equals 0% to keep the low end mono. Saturator, soft, minimal drive, 0.52 dB of drive in soft or analog clip mode to create faint harmonics so small systems can perceive pitch. Glue compressor, gentle 2:1 ratio, attack 10-20 ms, release 200-300 ms, makeup as needed. Remember why the vocoder here. The vocal modulator shapes the sign so the sub follows vocal rhythm and envelope, giving musical sub motion instead of a static low sign. Step C. Texture vocoder pad. 6. On Vox Vox pad, load waveable or operator with a richer waveform, saw or stacked oscillators, and 1-2 voice unison for width. 7. Put vocoder on Vox Vox pad, sidechain to Vox texture mod. Use bands equals 32 for detail. Dry slash wet between 40-70% depending on how synthetic you want it. Add a bit of noise or boost HF bands to keep sibilance and presence. 8. Process the pad. Auto filter. Low pass around 4-6 kHz with a slow LFO and small movement for life. Hybrid reverb. Short predelay and low decay for a tight club tail. Keep wet low. EQ8. Attenuate 50-150 Hz by roughly 6-9 dB to avoid overlapping the sub. Step D. Main vocal presence and bus glue. 9. Vox main processing suggestions. EQ8. HP at 70 Hz. Small presence boost around 3-5 kHz plus 2-4 dB. Wide Q. Compressor. Attack 3-10 ms. Medium release. Ratio tilde 3:1 to stabilize level. Subtle saturator for glue and harmonics. 10. Route Vox main, sub carrier and Vox Vox pad into the Vox mixout group. On the group add. Multiband dynamics. Gentle control on the low band to tame boom. Glue compressor. Slow attack. Medium release for bus glue. Limiter at the end. with a soft ceiling around 0.5 dB. Add a final EQ 8 after the glue and carve a small dip around 200-500 Hz if it sounds boxy 1.5 to 3 dB. Step E. Sidechain and automation for impact. 11. Sidechain the Vox Mixout group or subcarrier to the kick or bass so the sub breathes. Set a compressor with sidechain input equals kick. Ratio 2.54:1. Attack 0-10 ms. Release 100-220 ms. 12. Automate for the mixout reveal. Automate sub carrier utility gain to bring the sub in over several bars, for example from 12 dB up to plus 3 dB for a dramatic reveal. Narrow the main vocal stereo width slightly, as the sub builds VA utility width automation. Automate VOC pad dry slash wet to widen then retract as needed. Shaping intelligibility, specific vocoder tips, bands, 1632, more bands give clearer consonants, fewer bands give more weight. Use 20 as a good start for the sub carrier. Pre-filter the modulator, place an EQ before the vocoder and boost 300 Hz to KHz to emphasize consonant energy so the vocoded sub has rhythmic definition. If consonants vanish, boost mid-slash-high bands or blend a small amount of dry, HB-filtered vocal underneath. If the sub is mushy, tune the carrier and use narrow EQ boosts on the modulator before the vocoder. Final checks. Make sure all content under roughly 120 Hz is mono VA utility. Use spectrum on the bus. Aim for sub-energy under 100 Hz and keep cumulative peaks controlled. Check phase by summing to mono. Ensure no cancellation kills your sub. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't leave the sub stereo. It will cancel on club PA systems. Don't overlap low frequencies on the main vocal and sub layer. Use tight HP filtering on Vox main below 70 Hz. Avoid too many vocoder bands without compensating with EQ, and avoid oversaturating the pure sine sub. Always tune the carrier to the track's root or dominant pitch. Pro tips. Tune the sub carrier to the root or dominant pitch of the vocal phrase. Small offsets are obvious on big systems. Keep the pure sine clean, and create harmonics on a parallel bus with gentle saturator instead of mangling the pure sub. Use a transient enhancer or boost the 302 kHz region on the vocoder modulator for perceived punch. Micro nudge the sub carrier by 310 ms relative to Vox main if the attack feels late on PA systems. Reference on monitors, headphones and a small speaker. The harmonic helper should let the pitch read even when the tiny speaker lacks real LF. Routing, latency and alignment. If the vocoder sidechain introduces latency, nudge the modulator forward by a few milliseconds or use track delay compensation. When you're happy, freeze and resample the vocoded subcarrier and VOC pad to audio for phase stability and lower CPU. Mini practice exercise, 8 bars. 1. Load your vocal at 172 BPM into Vox main and duplicate twice for Vox sub mod and Vox texture mod. 2. Sub carrier. Operator sign. Transpose 12 semitones. Put vocoder on sub carrier and sidechain to Vox sub mod. Bands equals 20. Dry slash wet equals 100%. 3. Low pass sub carrier at tilde 100 Hz. Utility width 0%. Soft saturator drive approximately 1 dB. 4. Vox pad. Wave eatable saw, vocoder sidechain to Vox texture mod, bands 32, dry slash wet 50%, short reverb. 5. Group them, add glue compressor and multiband dynamics. Automate sub carrier utility gain from 12 dB to plus 3 dB over the last 4 bars. 6. Check in mono and tweak the sub carrier LPF so the sub is clear, but not overpowering. Troubleshooting checklist. Sub disappears in mono. Check utility width and polarity on duplicated audio. Sub sluggish or not tracking vocals. Pre-EQ the modulator to emphasize attack. Tighten vocoder bands or shorten carrier decay. Vocoder too synthetic. Reduce bands. Add a bit of dry modulator or introduce band-limited noise in the carrier. Phase issues with bass line. Ensure both are tuned. Try tiny timing offsets or phase adjustments. CPU and workflow tips. Vocoder with many bands and wave eatable can be heavy. Freeze and flatten or resample to audio when satisfied. Build a template. Pre-wire Vox mix out with carriers and vocoder devices so you can drop new vocals in and go. Color code layers and use clip gain to set predictable levels. Short cheat sheet of targets. Vocoder bands. 1632 start 20 for sub, 32 for pad sub LP cutoff. 6120 Hz start 90 Hz sub utility width. 0% sub saturator drive. 0.52 dB sub compressor. 2:1. Attack 520 ms, release 150-300 ms bus glue. ratio 2:1:3:1, attack 30-60 ms, release 200-400 ms, side chin on sub bus, ratio 2:54:1, attack 0-10 ms, release 100-220 ms. Recap. Build a three-part vocal stack, main, vocoded sign sub, vocoded texture pad. Keep the main vocal free of low end, mono the sub, tune the carrier, pre-EQ the modulator for consonant energy, glue the group with compression and multiband dynamics, and automate your sub reveal for maximum sound system impact. Test in mono and across multiple playback systems and use small, careful tweaks rather than heavy-handed processing. That's the lesson. Follow these steps and targets, iterate against a club reference, and you'll get a tight, sub-heavy mix out that reads on big systems without losing vocal intelligibility.